The Newspapers and the Scriptures, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume XXV. March, 1946. Number 8. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. Some say, don't read the newspapers. I say, read them, and become convinced that the scriptures are true. As this is written, January the 4th, it is easy to see that only a dictator can bring the world out of the state of confusion it is in. The scriptures foretell that there will be a world dictator. It is easy to see that there must be one. We have a president who does not show eye dictatorial tendencies, and who respects him. Neither of the two groups that form the center of the present storm. Both, labor and management, show very little regard for him, some being in a state of open defiance of him. Please be assured that I am not taking the side of either labor or management. I am not blaming anyone. I am merely stating facts as they are, according to the newspapers. It has been said that there must be a world organization to manage international affairs. Accordingly, one has been formed. It is the very poorest statesmanship to suppose that it can be a success. Has not our experience under the Articles of Confederation taught us anything? Under that form of government, our nation tried to function for a few years. Each state had one representative in the Congress, but there was no chief executive. Nothing can operate without a head. The trial was a failure. This is why the Articles of Confederation were scrapped, and the Constitution adopted, giving us a national head, known as President. The United Nations organization is formed exactly as was our government under the Articles. It has already been demonstrated that it can't function. So long as any nation desires the advantage over others, the plan won't work. Even a United Nations organization must have a chief executive. This, I think, will become apparent. But, since legislative bodies are so completely controlled by high-pressure lobbyists, they, too, I think, will become obsolete. This will call for the chief executive to become a dictator. If I may use a slang expression, it is all in the bag. There does not seem to be any way out of it. As all is of God, we can see His program unfolding throughout the troubled world, and this is why, when we read the newspapers, we should have the sacred scriptures in mind. Not only must the world have a dictator to settle and hold in check world conditions, but this dictatorship must extend to affairs within the nations. I don't think we will ever have domestic tranquility without it. I am not saying a dictatorship is good. It certainly is foreign to the American conception of life. But so is the present muddle, which no one seems able to clear up. It is the rebellious spirit of mankind that will make dictatorship necessary. For several years we have seen this spirit growing, so that the American conception of life has been steadily undermined. Thus God was preparing us to need and accept a dictatorship. I am not saying the present United Nations organization will evolve into a dictatorship. More likely it will deteriorate into an ineffective effort that will fall to pieces. According to Daniel 11, the dictator will come up from the people, and impose himself on the population of a nation north of Palestine, and ingratiate himself with them by gifts. Daniel shows him in relation to the Jews, who will have set up a state in Palestine, and also in relation to Egypt and the kingdom north of Palestine, probably Assyria. His first efforts will be to help the Jews attain millennial bliss without Christ. Thus he is, at that stage, the Antichrist, the one who comes instead of Christ. Perhaps he is seen in Revelation 6 as the rider on the white horse, conducting distant warfare, as the bow would indicate. In all probability it is during his activity as the Antichrist that he becomes a world ruler. In the latter part of Daniel 11, and in Revelation 13, he is seen in his second stage, as the wild beast. There he has turned against the Jews, and is carrying on a terrorizing campaign, with all nations enslaved under his heel, and he is demanding that all peoples worship him. As the wild beast, he is a mixture of Buddhism, Brahmanism, Mohammedanism, and Christendom. He will have none of the gentle principles of the Christian. Christendom is quite another matter. This article grows out of a remark made to me in a letter, by Dr. Elizabeth Judds of Champaign, Illinois, to the effect that there is such a spirit of rebellion on the part of the people, that a dictatorship is absolutely essential to government in the future. The thought caught me, and I desired to pass it on. The present spirit of antagonism to constituted authority is setting the stage for the final world phase, before the kingdom of the Son of David is set up. The holidays. During the holidays, Mrs. Screws and I received so many gifts and tokens of kindness, that it is impossible for me to write to each one who sent something. I hope all of them will accept this as my sincere expression of thanks, for myself and her. It is sweet to be remembered, and it is most blessed to have our needs supplied by kind ones who donate because they love us, and not because they are compelled to give. The Christmas season was very pleasant. We had meetings here in our new meeting house on Sunday morning and night, December the 23rd. I take no stock in the idea that Christmas is the anniversary of the birth of Jesus, nor do I believe it to be a holy day. But, knowing that many would be speaking on the Christ child, I took occasion to speak on the Christ man. The picture drawn for children at Christmas is of the Christ child in the manger, loving everybody, and seeking to bless all. In later life, the same children, now become adults, are shown the picture of the Christ man, without this loving kindness, but finding bliss in subjecting some of the human race to endless torment. This is why I spoke on the Christ man. Instead of following his career as given by the four evangelists, I spoke of it as given by Paul, which is more suitable for us. He was in the form of God, and it was not pillaging for him to be equal to God. This was necessarily before he came in flesh, for no such operation as emptying himself took place after his birth in Bethlehem. It was in his pre-existence that he was in the form of God. In his body of flesh he had neither the form of God nor equality with God. He took the form of a slave, and his course led to the death on the cross. From there he is highly exalted, and all shall claim his as Lord, for the glory of God, the Father. Phil. 2:5-11. The Christ man is a complete success. Believing God. When Habakkuk said that the just shall be living by faith, the statement was quite significant. Law had broken down and an enemy was threatening Israel. No one could have any expectation of good, if he depended on man. But God had promised certain blessings for Israel in the future, and the prophet was relying on this promise. The same is true today. Paul adopted the statement of the prophet. The most abundant life today is to be found, not in relying on man, but believing God. His plan will be carried out in spite of all the crazy things being done in the world. No, not in spite of them, but partly through them. For God makes the wrath of man to praise him. Man's silly doings can go no further than the purpose of God demands. Just before going to press I heard of the death of Brother Elliot Thompson of Washington, D.C. He was a dear brother. We were privileged to entertain him in our home once. December the 25th, Brother I.T. Watkins of Augusta, G.S. fell asleep to wait for the coming of the Lord. Brother Watkins was my cousin. He was a precious brother in the Lord. I conducted his funeral December the 26th, in the midst of a host of sorrowing friends. I apologize for the frequent typographical errors that occur. When one error is corrected, another is frequently made. This is the way with the linotype. I do the best I can about it. Return to main index page.